Just a couple of boys from WA. But if you're not, that's okay. It's the Mitchell and Michael Show.
Welcome, everybody, to the podcast. Big show today. It's like a real, like, you listen and you're like, am I on this side or am I on that side? Do I think what they're doing is normal? Do I think what they're not doing is normal? And then you're like, oh, God, this podcast is so divisive and it really gets my emotions going. I'm going to listen next week.
Stick around. Yeah, you can be part of the show, actually. Yeah. I would encourage you to join our friends of the show. Send us a social message. Be like, I want to be a Mitchell and Michael.
Oh, I thought you just meant like
friend of the show.
Okay. Hey, guys, how are you? Like, be real social.
Yeah, like, you can be as social as you like with us. Maybe you want to be...
Yeah.
And we share. That's what we're doing today. We're sharing, like, what gets us going. We're sharing what we do in the shower.
Yeah, and look, sometimes you're just like, is that the right thing to do? In the shower.
It's true. We share, but we also judge.
Yes, we will judge immensely. And look, you're also bringing to the show some pretty bad inventions as well.
Yeah, I'm trying out like a worst invention Wednesday. Stick around. Like, these are all real things that you can buy, but they seem pointless and a waste of money.
You know what won't make it? And if we were doing a best invention Saturday... you know, I'll work on the name.
Yeah.
Is me doing sketches. I mean, because you always get to do them. It's always like, oh, look at what I produce. And it's like, we get it. It's like when Marvel comes out with a movie. You're like, oh, it's bloody good. Bloody expected.
No one's holding you back, mate. It's not that I get to do them. No one's holding you back and you've had a crack. You've had a crack.
Look, it's like when, you know when you're watching a movie and you're like, oh, that was directed by Jason Sudeikis. I thought he was just an actor. I didn't know he could direct. And you're like, it was a crap movie. Maybe we should go back to acting. That's kind of how it feels like for me today. There has been something that's happened in the news. And I thought, what if I like wrote, performed, produced a sketch for the show? If it's good, I probably don't need you anymore. You make the sketches on the show. You make the funny stuff. You make the theater of the mind. And I just, like, it looks fun. Everyone always talks about, like, they're like, oh, that's the favorite part of our Mitchell Michael's show. Yeah, that's the favorite bit of my show. And I'm like, but that's like you do that. I don't do that. So I thought I'd give it a crack because it's Jetstar's 18th birthday, right?
Really? 18 years of Jetstar?
18 years of Jetstar.
Now I've flown them once.
You can go from Perth to Bali, return for $200.
I mean, people are booking right now.
Oh, no, don't bother. It's already sold out. I could not imagine it selling out quicker. And I was just thinking, with the power of this sketch. Now, if it's not good,
yeah,
we don't ever have to play it again. We can come back and we just brush it on the rug and it never existed.
Look, I'd like it to be good.
Yeah, so would I. I spent a lot of time on it. If it's good, we're playing it again in prime time. But I just wanted to know what it would really be like for Jetstar's 18th birthday.
Congratulations, Jetstar. You're now officially 18. It's time to hit the clubs.
Thanks, Qantas.
You might be 18, but you still have to call me Mum. Later that night, outside Studio 747. Like 747, like the plane, but also like Studio 54, the old bar. Look, mate, I know it's your birthday, but if you're going to carry on, I'm going to have to charge you.
But normally I don't charge you if you only carry on.
Young man. You've got to be careful if you're going to act like this in plain sight. Anyway, mate, it's best you take off.
Come on, mate. I'm just trying to get delayed. I'd rather die than be a virgin. Like the plane company. Not anything else, because that would be inappropriate for the radio.
Wow. Wow, mate. Mitchell Tiddler's attempt at a sketch for the show. Like, look, you're on the money with, like, the content, like, the idea is on the money. It takes it took a little while to get going. I'll give you an official review.
Trying to set the scene.
Yeah. But look, I'll play it again.
Yes!
I'll play it again.
Yes!
It gets a tick because it's good enough.
And we're running low on content this morning.
For Kalgoorlie and Southwest. You two now on Triple M at 6:14. Tune in later this morning, just before 9. It's going to be right. It's going to be right at the end of the show.
It's going to bookend the show
for a whole new audience, and you can enjoy it. First Invention Wednesday.
Oh, this was such a bad idea.
And bad ideas, these are, Mitch.
What's that from?
Bug's Life.
Oh, nice.
These inventions exist. You can buy them. People have bought them. But I am just fascinated by the world of, like, infomercials and things like that. Do you know, even in Australia now, we have, like, a free-to-air infomercial channel.
Really?
Yeah. It's, like, hidden in, like, the 80s, I think. It's like around channel 80. And it's just wild, the things that they try and sell you. So you tell me which is the invention that people are actually buying.
Okay.
Are they buying the UFC scented candle, also known as the mandel, or are they buying the UFC hot dog brander?
Hmm. The UFC candle would smell like staff and sweat. So I can only imagine.
But it's for men.
Yeah, but I can only imagine it would be the brander.
Correct. You can get a hot dog brander that says UFC, and apparently it sold big time.
That's a big thing now, is that.
Brand your meat.
Yeah. Like, is like you can like brand steaks and stuff now.
Yeah, like I've seen that, but not just like for a hot dog.
Yeah, it's very weird though.
And you guys, you just buy anything that says UFC, won't you?
Yeah.
Next up, Worst Invention Wednesday. Have you ever wondered if your noodles were just too hot?
What?
You're just having some lovely ramen.
Yeah.
And you're like, these are too hot. Do I need a noodle fan?
Okay.
So a fan that clips onto your chopsticks to cool down your noodle. Or do you need freezer chopsticks? So they're like,
cold.
You know, like those glasses that have like a gel and you put it in the freezer?
Yeah.
Imagine that, but it's two sets. It's the chopsticks. So the chopsticks are cold when they pick up things.
This could be another peacock scenario where I think I've seen something and I have. I believe it might be the fan on the noodle because I think I saw that.
Correct.
Yay! Whoa, that's much bigger than I thought it was.
It's like a pedestal fan.
That's like a fan the size of a fist hanging from a chopstick.
Apparently, it also has an infrared sensor that once the noodles are cool enough, it will stop turning on the fan.
Oh.
So it doesn't just blow your noodles the whole time. Finally, for the clean sweep of Worst Invention Wednesday, Mitchell Tinley obviously knows his bad ideas. Tell me, have you ever wondered why we only have underpants? Do we need overpants or handerpants? So do you need underpants for your head to go underneath your hats? Or do you need underpants for your hands to go under your gloves?
Oh, I feel now I've not seen any of these, but I would assume that maybe handpants would be first.
He's done it, ladies and gentlemen. Handpants! Little undies for your hands.
Whoa, they look like little briefs.
Yeah, they're designed like a little Y front, like a little tidy whitey. But they look just like cricket inners. You know when you play cricket, you wear inner gloves?
Yeah.
They look like those. But you can just wear them as is. You don't have to wear them under anything, they say. You can just wear handpants whenever you like.
Now that makes... There's no longer four bases. There's like five.
Shower beers this morning.
Yeah, it's just we don't understand it.
No.
But also, like, I guess if you're going to do it in the shower, what else are you enjoying while having a shower?
We got Soph from Busselton on the line now. Now, Soph, there's something else that you like to do in the shower.
All right. This might sound weird or it might sound, like, pretty obviously satisfying, but I like to eat a green apple in the shower.
Wow.
In a hot shower.
You also like to call radio stations while in an aeroplane. But no, so why an apple in the shower?
I don't know if it's the contrast between like the hot water and then it's got to be a cold apple, like
from the fridge.
Green, yeah, straight out of the fridge, Granny Smith.
Jeez,
like, not a red apple.
I hate red apples. I think.
Is it like the crunch? Like if I gave you those Macca's apple slices, would that be okay? Or is it like a full apple?
No, it's gonna be a full apple.
Apple pie?
No, then it's hot and it changes. No, it's just an apple, straight out of the fridge, jump in the shower. And yep. It's a perfect shower snack.
Now, this is a very weird question, and you don't have to answer it legally, but have you ever been in the shower with someone, then do you also have an apple?
Yeah.
It's time for another chapter in a little bit of this.
It's time for the Manfredini Memoirs.
That's right.
The Manfredini Memoirs. The tales of my Italian family who come out to Australia in the 1950s. But before that, the 40s. Yeah. What a time.
Well, especially for the Italians.
What a time.
Well, you played for the winning time. You saw that team was winning and you're like, I'll go play for them instead.
World War II.
Yep, that's the one.
W2. That's not what they call it. My great-grandfather.
Tony Manfredini. He was stationed in Croatia
during the war. Yes, yeah, so he got conscripted, and he was sent to Croatia, which is like one country over.
Yep,
and nearby, in the north of Italy,
yeah.
While the war is on,
yeah.
In 1945,
yeah.
The Americans come to Italy. They come to liberate Italy because at the end of the war, Germany goes, we don't like you change the side, so now it's basically an invasion.
Yeah.
And so we were underneath the Germans.
Yeah.
And in the little town of Vicenza,
yep.
northeast of Venice, there is a little girl by the name of Mary Mion. Mary Mion. It is her birthday. 1945, she's 13 years old.
Oh, happy birthday.
She's like, Mama, may I please have a cake? And her mom's like, of course you can, Mary. I'm pick a cake for you. I'll put the torta on the windowsill.
Yep.
I'll let it cool down a little bit.
Cake on the windowsill.
Cake on the windowsill. For little Mary. Thank you, Mama.
Look, I know you speak in English, but just helping.
And the Americans have come into the town near Venice, trying to liberate the town, and they've been like locked in for like days fighting.
Yep.
And they're kind of running out of rations. And so these Americans are like, hey, Bill, look over there.
Oh, no.
Oh, what's that on the windowsill? Looks like a delicious Italian torta. We'll just help ourselves to some of that. And they ate.
They ate
Mary's cake.
They ate the Viennetta.
Always take one as a guest. They ate it. And on her 13th birthday, they stole it. And her mother was
Where is my cake, Mary? Mary, you already ate the cake. No, Mama, I didn't eat the cake.
Is that a war crime?
Well, here's the thing. The Americans made note that the guys who did it, they made note in like their diaries and memoirs, they were like, we're so hungry that we took this cake.
Oh,
and
no.
The US Army this week went to Italy and gave a birthday cake to 90-year-old Mary Mion.
Oh, no!
Hey, I finally get my cake. Oh, thank you, Americans.
That's amazing. Because that was probably for her, like, Consuela or something. Don't you guys do something for, like, when you
no,
13?
We don't do a quinceañera. That's like Spanish.
Oh, <okay.
laughs> It was just a 13th. Buon compleanno to Mary Mion. Happy birthday from the Manfredini clan.
Michael Ross, look, it is early and it is a family-friendly show, the Mitchell and Michael show, but I just want everyone to be aware that there are certain photos and videos out there that get people going, you know, really starts up their engine, and they like it, and that's okay. Look, some of us all enjoy the same sort of thing. Some people like it in different genres. And there is a man, a politician, who's got in a bit of trouble.
Of course he is.
For the things he likes.
Well, I'll tell you what. He has been caught in Parliament in the UK looking at something a little bit raunchy.
Oh. Now, parental warning just here before we get into it.
Look, I do have to say this word. He was accused of looking at pornography.
Oh, no.
But he claims
Yeah?
that he was looking at tractors. Oh, yeah. Beautiful. Oh, look at that John Deere.
I'll tell you what, it is exhausting.
Look at that combine harvest. That can harvest me anytime.
Oh, yeah.
Very sorry about that one.
That was a bit far.
Yeah, he maintains that he was looking at tractors. That he just really likes tractors. Like, not in that way, but ever, because people do have, they call it like food porn.
Yeah.
You know, we just love watching food content.
We're both homeowners now. I have another friend that's a homeowner, loves a bit of lawn porn, which is looking at other men's lawn.
And, like, sharing pictures of lawn, talking about lawn.
Hey, Dave,
lawn.
Can I roll in your front yard? I'll give you $6.
Only fans of lawn. Yeah, 1-800-011-666. Like, what's your non-porn porn? Like, what's, like, nothing sexual to it?
No.
Like, just what are you really into? Always looking at videos, always looking at photos, talking about it with your mates.
Yeah.
1-800-011-666. Tell us your non-porn porn. I apologize for the use of the word, but it makes, we're not talking anything sexual, but what is your non-porn porn?
Yeah, there's lawn porn out there where guys will look at, you know, other people's backyards and front yards.
And see how they trim everything.
Yeah, like, and that's fine.
That's fine.
And there's plenty of stuff like that. There's food porn you'll see on Instagram and
a
whatnot.
Politician in the UK... he was accused of looking at regular porn, but he said, no, I was looking at tractors.
I don't understand how that flew. Were they on tractors? He's like, what's that beautiful lady doing on the tractor?
Oh, she's not.
You're getting in the way of the headlights.
So 1-800-011-666, we want to know what your non-porn porn is. And we got Kerry from Boulder on the line now. Kerry, what are you into?
Peeling paint off walls.
No. So like watching people peel it off?
No, like you peeling it off. Like,
Michael.
If you've ever been in a house and you see like a little corner of paint and then you go to peel it and it comes off in that big strip.
Right.
Beautiful. Oh. So it also applies to like sunburn.
But that's just, you enjoy... peeling paint off the wall.
So, does it work with other things? Like, are you a fan of, like, peeling off stickers? And does that do it for you as well?
It depends, Mitchell. It depends. It really needs to be, like, a good peel. Yeah, like, okay. It needs to be, like, a good peel.
Would you really get into, like, taking wallpaper down?
Oh, God, that'd be great.
Okay, how do you go with, like, seeing people get waxed or pulling off a wax strip?
Because
it's a fast peel.
It's too fast. It's not as satisfying.
When you go to the paint peel, have you ever gotten to the stage where you just have like a piece of material or whatever and you paint over it just so you can continue to peel over it?
I have not got to that point yet.
Okay, I think that's good. I think that's where you need it. If that happens, you might have to see someone.
I think it's fine. I think it's appealing.
Some news coming out of the Nullarbor.
Okay.
I'm gonna walk you through this story.
Yep.
And so in radio, what we try and do basically is that when we tell you a story, we try and plan what is called like the out. So the point at which we leave.
It's like we leave on top. Like
we like to leave. Yeah. So I think I've got that.
You don't need me.
You can just enjoy this.
Okay.
And you're a good gauge on what makes for a good out.
Yes.
So if we get to that point and you're unhappy.
Yep.
Tell everyone.
Okay.
Tell everyone that where that sits in the world of radio. Okay. But I want to talk you through. This is a horse that has won like the Nullarbor Muster.
Yep.
So Kalgoorlie Boulder's Trudy Goldring and her horse Miss Centerfold.
Yep.
Travelled last month to do like we're talking jumping, we're talking barrel racing.
Yep.
And the amazing thing about Miss Centerfold, the horse that won,
only
has one eye. It's a one-eyed horse.
Yeah.
And I tell you what, though, the speed in the barrel racing, it was like, wink and you'll miss her.
Oh.
Because it's not blink. Because the horse only has one eye.
Oh.
Now, let everyone know.
Like.
At this point, would I hit the button? Or are you thoroughly dissatisfied? And then, what you have to do is you have to try and find another one.
Yeah, but no, I would just be like, oh, and our audience is now null aboard. But like,
and there's another one.
Yeah.
You know.
So,
So which would you...
It's good enough for us.
It's good enough for us. Wink and you'll miss it.
If you enjoyed the Mitchell and Michael podcast, remember to subscribe, leave a review, and share with your mates.